be in the Lord's house, ain't it? Amen. Got to be saved, ain't it? I don't see how we stay as quiet as we do. Amen. People testifying, thanking God for being saved, knowing you're saved. I don't see how we stay as quiet as we do. Amen. Our children singing about amazing grace. We ought to run around this place. Thank God. I've been full all out of authority. Amen. Ready to get here, get a little loud. Praise God. It's good to be saved. Amen. Praise be to God. I thought about setting up a little while ago. Old dry, dead up, false prophet come to me one day. Been preaching about 6 months. He said, don't worry, boy. You'll calm down in a few months. I'm glad that God still got fire in my bones. Amen. Praise be to God. I like being with God's people. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm right at home in this place tonight. Thank God. I'm glad you're just looking at whosoever that the scripture talks about. Amen. If there's any Calvinist in here, I guess your feelings are going to get hurt. Amen. I'm glad that undefeated champion. Oh, praise God. That boy's singing about a few minutes ago. Hallelujah. I'm serving one ain't never lost a battle. Thank God. I know here tonight, a lot of few folks don't know me. Oh, and I ain't much. Ain't nothing, no claim to be. But I'm saved on my way to heaven. I'm telling you, if this is the last time I get to stand for my God, I want to do everything and say everything and preach everything that He had me to do for Him. He's worthy of it. Amen. I'm serving a God. Ain't never lost a battle and never will. Amen. Thank God. He committed His love towards me. Oh, when I was an old sinner, not because I was a good boy, not because we're good, oh, because old sinner like we were, thanks be to God, He commanded that love towards us. Hey, while we're sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Honey, I'm going to tell you, oh, praise be, thinking about amazing grace. Amen. Honey, if that song has got old to you, amen, you need to get right with God. Amen. I'm glad tonight it didn't take no lights and smoke to get me excited. Oh, praise God. Just a few old saints of God testifying and preaching. Hallelujah. Wow, praise God tonight. It's good in here. Amen. Ain't you glad I ever need you, God? You can bring it for the Lord. Amen. Oh, ain't it good? We're living in the world today. I cut the TV on, and they're wondering what that Pope's doing over yonder. They're scared to death of him. I ain't one bit scared of that little bald-headed Pope. Not one bit. Wouldn't care one bit to stick that shoe up his hind end tonight. He ain't done nothing for me. I'm serving one that died for me. Amen. Praise God. Hey, ain't you glad? It wasn't His will that any should perish, but that all come under repentance. Ain't that good? Hey, this is God. It's His word. Amen. He set the plan of salvation the way He wanted it to be. Amen. And that's to say, it's the way it is today. And as long as time lies down here, it's going to be the same way. And that's through the blood of Jesus Christ, His only begotten. I thank God for this King James Bible. Amen. I thank God for His word. I thank God for that He loves me tonight. Oh, my. And Brother Kevin done testified about his family all being saved. So is mine. Oh, thank God we ought to. Oh, come in. Shouting it out. Yes. I've been listening everywhere. I said, Lord, all the way up here, even last night, That brother, you don't know if you know an old preacher named James York. He stood behind my pulpit last night, preached till he sweated a little bit. I told his mama, finally got to meet her back yonder. I said, you'd have done us all good if you'd have drowned him when he was a baby. No, she knows I was a kid. I love God's men. Amen. Hey, I'm glad if I can find some words out here in Jamestown, Tennessee. Oh, where they're still preaching the word. Amen. Preaching the same Jesus. Amen. As he is in the western part of the mountains of North Carolina. He's here tonight. And he's just as real as he ever has been. Amen. And I'm just as saved tonight as ever have been. Can't get no more saved than what I am. I may just get to testify here tonight. I just feel good. Amen. I'd rather be here as the best hospital in the world. Amen. I'd wager to be here tonight. Amen. As the Arise they got going on in our Gatlinburg, where I'm glad to be around holy men of God. My Bible said the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the kind I like to be around. Amen. Now we know it ain't God's will that any should perish. And I'm sure you read this scripture. I want to read it to you here tonight just to go over something right fast to be reminding you. Yeah. Amen. Preacher. I'm getting where I can hardly see no more. That's all right, ain't it? Yeah. Amen. 2 Peter 3. I'm just going to read a little bit right here. Amen, Lord. It's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long-suffering to us, Lord. Listen, not willing. Could you keep in your mind, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance? I'm glad. And when he left the portals of glory, he didn't pick a few out of Tennessee and a few out of North Carolina and say, I'll die for half of them. I'm glad that I serve a God, and he wouldn't be much of a God if he just died for a few of us. But thanks be to God, he came and died for whosoever will.
Yes, amen. Amen. You better believe it.
I'm glad that my babies was born into this world. And me believing and knowing is for whosoever will. Amen.
Yes.
And I think about over yonder, just a little bit, God lit on my heart, when Moses was leading them out of bondage. They got down out of the Red Sea. And he told them, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They got to a big sea that day without a boat, without a raft, without a paddle, without a floaty, without a life jacket. And but they just know that Moses and God had lied them and led them to die. They had nowhere to go, they thought.
Right. Yes.
Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Go ahead.
I like what Moses told them. He said, you turn around, you take a look at that bunch. It's a coming right there. He said, you shall see them no more. Forever. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. It seems like anymore. And anybody, let me tell you something. When most people, the only verse in the Bible they know is God is love, you better watch out for that crowd. They're living in their sins. If you go to a homosexual rally, and I hope you ain't, but they'll stand up and quote one verse, and God is love. And yes, he is. But God ain't going to put up with a bunch of sin. He's a God of wrath. Praise God. Yes, amen. Yeah, he loves you enough to die for you. But he's the Lord of war also. Amen.
Yes.
Let me tell you what, we're living in a day and time. People, and we don't fear God like we should. Amen. We ain't giving God the attention that he needs and what he deserves. We're living right now. I'm going to tell you something. I don't find one place in my Bible when Pharaoh and his army walked into the middle of that sea, the waters become up over them and drowned them. We know our Bible says God don't get pleasure in the death of the wicked.
That's what it says, brother. Right.
He didn't want them to die that way. He don't want you or anybody else to die without him. Amen. But can I tell you, not one place you find that God shed a tear that day they drowned over yonder.
Oh,
no, sir. Let me tell you something. He didn't tell Moses and say, Moses, before you cross over, would you go tell Pharaoh I'm sorry
right.
for what I'm fixing to do?
Right,
oh, my. He didn't put up a little reef down yonder and a sympathy card for when they come through.
Yeah.
No, sir. Pharaoh chose how he's going to go.
Right.
And listen, God ain't going to put up with wickedness. No, sir. Well, it's easy for us. We'll stand up about every Sunday morning. We'll praise God for our homes, and we should. For our families, we should. Our houses, and we should. Oh, my. But can I tell you today, when I laid the old cross down and began to follow him, I've had to learn to respect God and who he is and how he does things.
That's right.
God, let me tell you something. I tell you what, a West Bunch, I wish to do back in North Carolina. I don't know how it is in Tennessee. Everybody I run across says they're a Christian. Yeah. You can catch them a carrying beer out the store. Invite them to church. They don't need church. I've got God on my bass boat on Sunday morning. All of that. Oh, my. I wish to God if that bunch would just be honest and quit giving the rest of us a bad name. If you're going to be a hypocrite, call yourself a hypocrite. I've got just about much respect as a vehicle going down the road saying I'm proud to be gay as this bunch that claims to be a Christian and don't live it.
Amen.
I'll tell you why. Every time we try witness an old lost soul, it's dying going to hell. And we're trying to live straight from, I'm talking about godly in front of them and living honestly. We've got a big crowd, Satan's God, out yonder to show them that they can be a Christian and live ungodly. That ain't the way it works. That ain't the way it works. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't his will that any should perish, but that all come unto repentance. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you've ever really thought of this. And we can't preach enough on Calvary, we never will get it preached. We can't preach enough on the blood, we never will get it preached. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishly. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. I love it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Now listen, I want you to look at God tonight I hope and pray. I mean, I'm telling you about God the Creator. That this world and our Bible does say that He is love, and yes, He is. And I want you to think for just a minute when you can't never love like He loves. No, sir. Hey. But, brother, listen, Brother Kevin, I know you got three boys, and I know all that you love. Is this your boy right here? Oh, my. I know you'd probably be willing to give your life for that boy, wouldn't you? I know you probably would. But you know, when it come down to it, you might not. I don't know you. I'd say you wouldn't die for me, and I probably wouldn't die for you. But listen to me. I want to tell you how much God loves each and every one of us. Amen. He did it. Amen.
Yes, brother.
Let me tell you something. If you used to get this boy right here, I done heard him sing and wanted to squeeze him till his shoes popped off. Amen. Or have been up there shouting while you was a singing, son. But if you did, and I tell you, I couldn't blame you. If you used to let him be crucified, if you let the world, you give your son for this world, and they beat him, and they plucked his beard out, and his bones just stirred up on him.
Right. What it says.
And he's beating so bad at his mama. Couldn't even recognize who he was.
Right.
If I seen you do all of that, listen, you ain't God. You can't do it. You may be. Listen to me. You might just for him. But if you did, brother, can I tell you tonight, if you told the whole world, say, listen, I had to turn my back on my boy. I watched him be beaten beyond recognition. Oh, I couldn't go get him. Oh, no, I couldn't. But I give permission to more than 12 legions of angels that they could go get him if he wanted to. Oh, but listen, if you did and you said, listen, world, I loved you enough to give my pretty little red-headed boy and let you kill him. Oh, he said, but if you said this, if you said, listen, you can get to heaven, but you'll have to come through the blood. And my little boy, let me tell you something right now. Listen, hell in Matthew 25 wasn't created for none of us.
That's right.
Only for Satan and his angels. But brother, if you was to tell the world that the only way they get to heaven was through your son's blood, I don't blame you for sin and letting them go to hell. Amen. I don't blame God for a place called hell tonight. All because what's in hell is those that didn't come through the blood.
Amen.
I can't blame God tonight for the way He's done things. Amen. I can't blame God and will not blame God. I believe I might just flip over Matthew 25. Amen. Amen. I want you to read something here. Matthew 25 and verse 41. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed. You remember them words. That's our. Depart from me, you cursed. This is in Matthew 25 and verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, them that's going to hell. He said, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. Prepare for what? The devil and his angels. Let me tell you something right now. Amen. You tell that bunch that all they know is God is love. They won't darken the doors. Won't live like they need to be living. The way that Bible says. Can I tell you one day, them lost is cast in everlasting fire. He'll look at them and say, you cursed. He ain't going to do this, Kevin. Say, I'm sorry. Your mom and daddy, I really loved. Your mom and daddy sung in the choir.
Right.
I hate to do this to you.
Go ahead, brother.
But son, I'm sorry.
Maybe
sit down over yonder and we'll talk it over. Let me get to the rest of this left crowd. Let me get to the rest. That ain't the way it's going to be.
No.
That ain't the way it's going to be. He said, you cursed into everlasting fire. Prepare for old Satan and his angels. But church, can I tell you something? Here, just just a little while. I thank God for the plan of salvation. I thank God that that Tuesday night I chose him and know that he'd already chose me. But honey, if I didn't come that night and lifted my eyes in hell, I'd have to say I deserved every bit of it. Amen. I tell you right now, you thank God for your homes. You thank God for your family. You thank God for your money. But I thank God for a place called hell. Amen. Let me tell you why. Because I'm sticking with God and the way he does things.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we thank him over heaven. We thank him from hell. I'm glad I'm going to a place and everybody I see up yonder came the same way that I did. Amen. Through the blood. Thank God. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad the way God set it up?
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, preacher.
Lay down that cross. He told old Peter over. Said, follow me. Let me tell you something. If you're going to follow God, you're going to have to back him.
What?
Back his word up and what it says. Amen.
Yes.
Let me tell you why a lot of people can't follow anymore.
Go ahead, preacher.
It gets too straight and tough for them. Well, preacher, I don't like that screaming and hollering. You're too loud. No, I'm too straight.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what it gets you.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what it cuts you. Everybody sits there. Look like the washing wind is back yonder. Sing that verse again. And a man of God get up there under the demonstration of the Spirit and power and go to preaching on sin and shacking up and living ungodly. And they begin to hate you. Paul told them over yonder. At one time, you'd have plucked your own eyes out and give them to me. But, buddy, they don't like the truth.
You're right.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about God's people. You can't run them off preaching the word. Amen. You can't get rid of them preaching the word. Amen.
Are you helping?
Yeah. Hey, that First Baptist bunch up yonder around home. Lord. I like to see them shiver when I walk through the door. Hey, thanks. Here comes this and don't say, quit, put that Bible up. We don't want to hear him. Close it, stick it under the table. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
I like it. Just praise God like old Samuel. Comest thou peacefully? Yeah. There comes the man of God. There comes that old Kevin Sexton. Honey, I know we should have got married. We're going to see him again. He's against that.
Right.
No, yes. I'll tell you what, I'm against it. God's against it.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're going to follow him. If you're going to follow God, it's got to be done right.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, and you've got to back God and everything that he does and the way he does it.
Oh, yes.
People say, how could God? My Bible said God is love. So how could he cast anybody into hell?
Yeah.
He'll not cast nobody. You'll send yourself there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But before you go, he'll let you know you curse it.
Yeah.
You know why you curse it? Because you didn't go through that sun, yes. And the blood that he shed. I'd be the same way. If I had to give little Tillman or Cutler, Kevin, you would.
Yes.
Say, here he is, he's dead. He died. I wouldn't blame nobody, and I sure don't blame God for the plan of salvation and how it is.
Right.
Church, has there ever been a time we need to get, I'm talking about drawing nigh to God.
Yes.
Him draw nigh to us. Hey, I tell you.
Go ahead, brother.
Every time we can get up and preach out of this good old King James Bible, Satan's got counterfeits scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
Amen. I told one of the boys at First Baptist, he growed up in church with me. I said, your pastor or whatever he is, ever preach on hell? No. I said, why not? He said, I'll tell you what my pastor said. Why would I preach hell to a congregation and scare them to death? I said, when I got saved, you preach hell to me and I'll shout the house down because I ain't going there.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
I tell you,
brother.
Hell ain't never scared me since. Praise be to God. I got born again. Amen. Yes, church, listen. If we're going to follow the Lord, we've got to get in there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, these times, listen, I know God takes bigger steps than us, but a good man, and the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Brother.
Amen. I know he takes bigger steps than we do, but I like to hear him say, come on, Coy, keep up, keep up. Hey, listen, we've got a big God. And big shoes to follow. Just keep up.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Good.
Let's start
yes.
taking bigger steps. Boy, it's just feeling so good in here. I ain't holding
right
us. But if I pass out in the mansion, just keep on. Amen.
Go ahead.
But listen, Peter, Satan, he said, get behind me.
Yes.
Get behind me. Our children ain't going to be the popular crowd.
You're right.
Following Jesus.
Right.
You know, us preachers ain't the popular crowd. Brother, I like your kind of preaching. Yeah, that honey is hanging outside of your mouth. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Amen. That's that Holy Ghost stuff that I like. You ain't popular no more much.
Right.
It's all right. Just keep following Jesus.
Yes.
Keep following Jesus. I thank God for heaven. But it all boils down to this here tonight. He made a way that whosoever could come.
Thank God.
And because those choose not to come through the blood of his son, John 6:44 said, for no man. Come unto me, except the Father who sent me, draw him.
Yes.
I ain't raised up the last day. Hey, church, let me tell you. You got a pastor, I believe, with all my heart. Not many men that I can yoke up with.
Right.
I know, listen, I told Kevin, it's a good good. I got away for a day or two. I said, boy, told me, worked for me, he was going to that Arise conference down yonder.
Go ahead.
And I said, I'm not paying you for this week. I'm not paying you for that junk down yonder. It's preaching competition, singing competitions, new Bible, everything else. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Let me tell you something. God ain't in that. $100 a head and everything
else.
God ain't in that. I tell you what's with the day. And we started worrying about lost souls going to hell more than what money we could raise. My mercy, God. No, thank God for hell. These false prophets that's getting behind that pulpit are reading a different book than I am. Yes, amen. I say my Lord's mother was a young lady instead of a virgin and said there's many ways to heaven. Oh, no, they ain't. It's through the blood. And thank God for hell. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. I don't want nobody to go there.
Amen.
I don't want nobody. And listen, or to prove that by me driving up here tonight. I don't want nobody. I'm following Jesus, and it ain't his will that any should perish, but that all come under repentance.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. It tickled me to death if Joel Holstein, yeah, I call him Holstein, he's a milking it. Yeah, it would tickle me to death if I left here tonight and said that Joel Holstein got saved.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I've heard him interview him, everything else. He said hell is something he don't need to talk about. I put a big X. He said it ain't up to him to call out people's sin. I hope he gets saved. But if he don't, thank God for hell. Listen, preacher, that's bad to say that. No, it ain't. No. God Almighty says you curse it into everlasting fire.
That's what he said. Serious.
There ain't no kiss on the cheek. There ain't no pat on the back. And he don't say, I'm sorry.
That's right, brother. Yeah.
Because he did everything he could do. He will not apologize. I'm not going back and apologizing anything that I've ever preached out of that word. Amen. I don't compromise. Hey, sometimes I feel little. Amen. I get around crying. I remember when I first sat in the preaching. Some of you men say, well, on a wire tie, them things about chokes me. Amen. I hope I ain't offend nobody here. If I did, I'll wire one the next time. Oh, but it's, I remember going in there to the Mexican restaurant after church on Sundays. My hair stuck up. I didn't have no sense to take me another shirt. I'd still be soaking wet, smell like sweat. And I'd look over and see them other preachers. Their tie was plumb up to the last button. Their neck looked like that big around with the tie around it. Hair fixed just perfect.
Go ahead.
I said, God, I hope I'm doing this right.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable around these men.
Me too.
Lord, if I'm doing something wrong, let me know.
Let me know. Yes.
No. I'm glad he said keep on going.
Go ahead, brother.
That fire just keeps getting hotter in my bones. Amen. Amen. And one of them men is one that said you'll calm down in a few months. I'm glad 18 years of preaching that old blessed word of God, I ain't calmed down yet. And if I do, somebody pray for me. I need help. I've got something to be happy about and shout about. I've got a living Savior, undefeated. He's a coming to get me. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You better believe it.
If he's not want to come.
Yeah.
Got a call a few years ago. Be in a private home with President Trump. I said, I'll be there. I thought for a second it's a prank. I told my wife, they had me at a certain location. They was going to pick me up. Said, you leave your car right here. I left my car. I told my wife, I said, if this is the last time I ever speak to you, right here is where I'm at.
Right.
They came and got me and shuttled me to a big home. They told us and a few others step outside. They went through the house, make sure no knives, no guns. Next thing I know, they opened the door. There stood the President of the United States. Let me tell you what I dreaded the whole way up yonder. God told me to tell and ask him one thing. And I said, Lord, this is the President of the United States.
Go ahead.
I remember them double doors opened up and there he stood. My heart got to pounding. That big lump in my throat. Walked up and said, Mr. Trump, I'm the preacher they invited. He said, good to have you. We talked just a minute. I said, but Mr. President, there's one thing I want to ask you. Matters to me. I said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior? Have you ever been saved? He told me, yeah. I know I got it off my chest to at least ask him. And I felt better. Well, here's what I'm getting to right now. Here's what I'm getting to. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Listen, if my God can look them in the eyes and say, you curse it. Right. Honey, these that stand behind the pulpit molesting children, raping women, living in adultery, and still drawing a paycheck and in it for the money, I hope they get saved. But I'm going to tell you, if you thank God for heaven, you better be thanking God for hell, or we'd be living eternity with that bush. I'm just glad that we're going to a place that everybody's there washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's what's going to make it good. Amen.
Yeah.
and seeing him.
That's good, preacher.
Seeing him, the one that died.
Oh, yes.
The one that died for me. I can't get over it, brother. I can tell by looking at you the way you're smiling, you're glad to be saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I like being around saved people, don't you, fellas? Amen. And I believe if you got it, you're going to tell it and you're going to show it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Back now as a boy, when you killed something like a hog or a deer, you wanted everybody to know.
Yeah.
We'd throw it on the hood. Yeah. We didn't hide it. No, as if it was illegal. We hid it. Amen. But we kill a big buck. Oh my, strap her down, boys. Put her in low gear and let her idle through town. Yeah. Waving at everybody you seen. All your buddies down there in the corner at the grocery store pulling in there, buddy. And a big old beat up Jeep and a big deer laying on the front of it. Proud to have it. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm glad I come to Tennessee tonight. Proud I've got a Savior. Amen. That loves me.
Yes, brother.
Proud of him. Old man, I used to hunt around. He got a big old doctor come in to hunt. And it was hog and bear season only. Down there in this old place, my old buddy was a guide. He got paid. Put them fellas somewhere. Here a few minutes, that old doctor shot. You could hear the gun go off. Old Jimmy got down there. He said, oh my, we're in trouble. Doctor said, why? Jimmy said, you just killed a deer and the season ain't open. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll hide it. I'll come back tonight and get it. The doctor said, oh, no, you ain't. I'm taking it out right now. I've got to be back at work tomorrow in the hospital. Surgery's going on. Jimmy's had an old beat up Jeep. Son, I don't know how it even run. It was old, rusty. Jimmy said, we can't get it out. The game wardens is up and down the road. And he said, if they catch me with that deer in that Jeep, they'll take my Jeep. That doctor said, if they do, I'll buy you a new one. He said, throw it on the hood. Yeah. He wanted, listen, when he found out it's worth something, buddy, he wanted to show it, amen. I tell you, whenever I found out I wanted to show Jesus around, that's when I know it's worth something, amen. He ain't worth being quiet about. He's worth letting the world know that we've been redeemed.
Amen.
We have redemption won by hand through his blood.
That's right. Good.
It's all about him. Following Jesus and his ways, his rules, his law. I had some grandpas with backbones the size of a railroad iron. When I was out living in sin, needing to be saved, them men walked with Jesus. And they loved me. But they loved God enough to where they weren't going to turn around and go back and live the way I wanted them to live. Just to make me happy.
Right.
No. My grandpa back in the holler up yonder had a place wore out where he'd get down and pray.
Go ahead, preacher.
Just a few years before he died, I got born again. And I know that old man called my name out. Listen to me, many a day and many a night. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to follow Jesus, you can't be ashamed of him.
You're right.
Amen. You're going to have to toughen up. You're going to start taking bigger steps. You're going to have to, I don't know what it might be, but whatever it takes tonight to get right with God, I do that. Amen. Amen. I don't know what might be in your way and keeping you from it, but honey, times are running out. You better get to where you can follow the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
People said now these days, if you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch. Staying on the porch is what's getting me to hell. I'm glad I jumped off the porch and started running with the big dogs and big Gentile dogs. Amen.
Yeah,
yes, I'm glad to get. It's time to get off the porch. Yeah. It's time to put your Jesus out there where people can see him. Amen. If the gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? It's all about him. I don't know, Brother Kevin, who you want to sing, but old fellow there done a good job. He could come. He's daddy and mama. Somebody come get us a song if you would. Whatever. I don't know, what have you been thanking God for, or how long has it been since you have thanked him? Maybe saying, God, I do catch myself just all the time thanking you for old worldly things and things like that. My God. We ought to be thanking him for this blessed word of God right here. And him protecting us. Amen. He didn't prepare hell for Satan in his hand, but the only ones for that. He didn't prepare it for me and you. He didn't. It wasn't his will that we go there. Why wasn't we following him tonight? Why wasn't we thank him? Amen. And he's going to keep us safe. Amen. All throughout eternity. Hey, I tell you one thing right now. Your pastor and his wife and children, you ain't got a clue. You ain't got a clue unless you're a pastor here tonight. A family that knows what I'm talking about. This man goes through a lot. His wife and children goes through a lot. I believe he's got a good church. Next time, just like old James York said last night about a preacher, probably from up around here, said he just give up one time, throwed the towel in. He said the Holy Ghost throwed it back. Amen. It's the last time you encourage this man right here. Say, keep on, preacher, following Jesus. We're behind you. When's the last time you've told God, said, I'm proud of you? Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Church, that'll help you, church. That'll help yourself. They sing. We might just stand on our feet if you're physically able. This altar's open.